This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Europe and Japan have super-fast bullet trains. We have mainly traffic. And now California has placed into long-term storage plans to build a super-fast rail line from L.A. to San Fran, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
1965, Japan had just launched its first bullet train. Here's President Lyndon Johnson in that year's State of the Union address.
I will ask for funds to study high-speed rail transportation between urban centers.
Johnson signed the High-Speed Ground Transportation Act later that year. Fast forward to 2009.
What we're talking about is a vision for high-speed rail in America.
The U.S. still has no bullet trains, and President Obama touts billions of dollars dedicated to them in the economic stimulus package. A decade later, the U.S. still has no high-speed rail comparable to Europe or Asia. There's all kinds of political, geographical, and historical reasons, but UC Berkeley transportation professor Elizabeth Deakin says it boils down to this.
We fly, they take trains.
Other countries built their trains on existing slower routes that already had passengers.
We lost our higher speed rail in a competition with airlines and also with auto trips.
She says without an existing bullet train to prove the concept in the U.S., it's hard to build more. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.